This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how we accomplish greater in God's strength. Recently, I was talking about how the Israelites were under attack by the Midianites and that God chose Gideon to save them. So when the angel of the Lord appears before Gideon and tells him that God has chosen him, Gideon is shocked and very doubtful. He immediately begins to question things, but God responds, "Go with the strength you have and rescue Israel from the Midianites. I am sending you." Gideon continues to doubt, "How can I be the one chosen for this when my clan is the weakest in the entire tribe and I am the least in my entire family?" I mean, the excuses just pour on. And sometimes we can avoid taking on a task because we can't see the finish line. The tasks ahead seem insurmountable, so to avoid a false start, we just don't start at all. Gideon would ultimately have to face more than 100,000 Midianites, something that I'm sure he too thought was impossible. But God told him in Judges 6:16, "I will be with you, and you will destroy the Midianites as if you were fighting against one man." So you see, what we comprehend to be insurmountable in reality is not, when we understand that we will accomplish greater in God's strength. Although the first move is really ours to make. Remember that God told Gideon to go with the strength he had. So let us be reminded of these words as we take the first step. "I can do all things through him who strengthens me." Philippians 4:13. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, just do it, but in his strength.